Tonight's shiur, Siman Yud Aleph, Se'if Vav, Zayin, and Ches. Se'if Vav. Im Asa'om Mitzemer Gazul Pesula. Dechsiv Asula Hem Yishalahem. If you were to make the tzitzit strings from stolen wool, they'd be invalid for the mitzvah because the pasuk says Asula Hem. It has to be yours. The Ramah adds, V'davka Shagazul Hachutim. This problem is if you steal the actual strings. If you were to steal the wool and make strings from the wool, kashem, that would be okay. And the Mishnah Berurah points out this may be in disagreement with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, if asah mitzemer gozel, if you make the strings from stolen wool, it's possible. The Ramah differentiates, if you steal the strings, it's possible. If you steal the wool, it would be kosher. Me, however, the Ramah continues, chatchila. Also, you're not supposed to have chila, steal wool and then make strings. Well, the Indian bracha ayin lekamon reish siman tav reish remtes. And as far as the bracha is concerned, look ahead in siman tav reish remtes in the sugya of stolen lulav and esrei. Mishnah Berurah sifkan chav zayin lohem mishalohem. If you take wool and you steal it and you make tzitzis, they're pasul because the pasuk says v'asu lohem, it has to be yours. Near pashut. It would seem clear, dehu hadin im lokach tzitzis b'hakafa, if a yid purchased tzitzis on credit, v'hamocher ayel v'nafik azuzi, and the seller keeps coming to you for the money, and you, I don't have it now, and it keeps coming and coming, you don't have it, v'zeinu rotz l'shamlo, he doesn't want to pay him, demidina enim shalo, so l'halocha, you don't own it, k'deisa b'choshem mishpat simen kufsadi, ayin shom, this is halocha b'choshem mishpat simen kufsadi. Anything like this, where you didn't pay, it's on credit, he's coming for the money, you never pay him, you don't intend to pay him, it's not yours. Then you're not yotzei tzitzis either. The Behalocha points out that this halocha is not limited to stealing wool and making tzitzis, or stealing tzitzis strings. It also applies to stealing a talis and then putting on your own tzitzis. The Be'alocha says, if you steal the garment and then put strings on it, you're not makayim the mitzvah tzitzis, because it says katsuscha in the pasuk. It has to be yours. As far as the stolen strings, the Be'alocha goes on to ask a shayla, nistapakti b'misha gozal chutei tzitzis mechaver. I'm not sure. If a person steals tzitzis strings from his friend, after he made the garment, he put them on the beged, now he pays for them, or the fellow gives it as a gift. They have to untie the strings and put them back on. Do we say, it says you should make it, that when you make it, you have to own it. Or maybe you could say retroactively, you see now that it works and it's fine. This requires a great deal of analysis. I found a similar shayla by Lul b'shat shuvah sekan vavayin shom. V'ayin od ma shekasam v'tichas asim b'shem ha'sefer ma'achin afrayim. V'mishom nilmud gamkin, and then you can learn from that to our case, to be'idim lechem and a terah. Shemadakdek b'masav yir l'sham b'vor tzitzis kodesh dilm v'eged. Make sure you pay for the tzitzis before you string them up into the garment. So essentially, one has to be sure that if he wanted Mekayim the mitzvah perfectly, there shouldn't be any question of who owns the strings, if it's yours, if it's stolen, pay for it, and don't put them in your garment until they're paid for, until it's yours, then there's no shilas. Sifkat and chavches, v'dafka, the Ramah says, the problem is if you steal the tzitzis strings, not if you steal the wool. For us, I feel this Yahshua Balan Apostle. So if you steal the strings and the owner relinquishes hope of ever getting it back, it's still possible. The Liyash Lokana, because you're not kind of with Yish. The fact that he gave up hope of getting it back does not make it yours. Even if the strings he stole were not yet twisted, and he twisted them into two, into four, into eight, that's not considered a shinui, and it's not changed the stolen item. The name hasn't changed. There's no shini Hashem, there's no shinui, and therefore you're not kaina. Sifkan chates shel gozal hachutim v'chulu, if he steals the strings, ayin magen afam sifkan yud, you look in magen afam sifkan yud, Well, Dvarav HaGazor Choyek al Mechaber, this Ramo is arguing the Mechaber according to Magravam. This really the Hakro mi'eit afilm asachut mitzem HaGazor. Because the Mechaber holds that even if I stole the wool and made the strings, it's also a chisaron that you didn't do from your own. The Ramo is saying it's only a problem if you steal the strings themselves. If you steal the wool according to the Ramo, sifkat lamed kasherim. If you make the strings out of stolen wool, it's kosher. Hataz mevar, the Taz explains, da'ari harmo hechadav yish gamkin. The Ramo is describing a scenario where the owner of the wool has given up any hope of getting his wool back. And then you make strings out of the wool. V'kanya b'yish v'shini hashem. So the ganef is going to acquire the strings through both the yish, the owner gave up hope, and the change of status that before it was wool and now it's strings. The mikar tzem v'hash tachutin. He stole wool, now it's strings, it's something else. Alam Magen Avram kasa, Magen Avram writes, the midasasam ha-ramah, the ramah doesn't clarify this. Mashma de sfirle, that would imply that the ramah holds dafilu koydim yish kosher, that even if the owner did not give up hope, it would still be kosher tzitzis. The kanye b'shinui maisa, because the whole item is a different item. The item has been changed. The Vilna Gaon also implies in his commentary that it's not because of shinui hashem, which is a low level change, just a change of name. It's a higher degree of change, that it's a whole different mitzius. The item is a different item. Shinui maisa. Ayin shem, look there. If a person stole the strings and sold them to someone else before the owner gave up hope, the second one would not be yotze with those strings for tzitzis. Because a change of ownership without the yish also isn't the kinyan, and therefore it's not making of his own tzitzis.
Even if the second guy doesn't know.
Even if the second fellow doesn't know, that's correct. If the owners gave up hope once it was in the second person's hands, if you look in Choshem Mishpat, you'll find in Simen Shin and Gimel different opinions. And if the ganef held on to it until the victim gave up hope and then he sold it, Kana Hashinah says, then for sure the second one is Kana, because now there's Yishval Beshinah Beshus, which is enough to make it the second person's, and he'd be Yotze. V'afli nin bracha mashma me'agin Avram b'simen tafei shem tes sifka and beiz du'yuchal avarach b'zeh. When it comes to bracha, the Magen Avram seems to say in Hichas Luv that if there was Yish and then Shinah Beshus, it becomes the second person's, even to the extent that he can make a bracha. There's no mitzvah b'aver, because the one who purchased it is not the ganef, he didn't steal it. And that is the view of the machzor shekel as well. Achein, however, quotes the levush to be strict. So too, the Taz and the Vilna Gaon are strict, and that would appear to be the Mishnah Berurah's conclusion, that even though the second person was kaina with yish and shinah b'shus, he should not make a brach on such a garment, assuming he knows that it was originally stolen.
How come mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply for everything else?
Mitzvah b'aver doesn't apply if he's not doing the aver. He never did the chet.
I'm saying
he didn't steal
the stolen wool, make the strings.
In the case of the ganef himself, according to the Ramah, if he steals wool and then he goes ahead and makes tzitzis strings out of it, Samo says it's kosher, but l'chachili you shouldn't do it. So you're asking a question, why wouldn't it be mitzvah b'aver? That's your question?
Yes.
Right, so first of all, see, the Ramo says l'chachili you don't do it. L'chachili you're not going to make tzitzis out of the strings that are made from the wool that you stole. And that, Mr. Bruce says, Kan lam anaf, asosan, you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't take these tzitzis strings and put them in your garment. Mishum mitzvah b'aver. Because mitzvah b'aver. So the question that you're asking now is like this. It's a mitzvah b'aver, so you shouldn't do it. But then why is it kosher even b'di'evet? The chatchila the Ramah says don't do it. It's a mitzvah b'aver. What are you doing? So good. You didn't steal strings. You stole the wool, and then you make a shinui maisa, and you turn it from wool to strings. Right? So now they're kosher. But you shouldn't do it because it's a mitzvah b'aver. So, am I yotze? And even for bracha, The Ramah says, for any bracha, look in Simon Reish Tav Reish Mates. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed Beis Simon Tav Reish Mates. The Pasuk Shem Ein Yachal Bracha. You shouldn't make a bracha. V'ayim Shatru Be'er Locha. Look in Shatru Be'er Locha. So he keeps telling us the Be'er Locha, but he's coming out like this. If you steal the wool and make the strings, Machaber says, you're not Yetzer. Forget about it. The Ramah says, you'll be Yetzer, but you shouldn't do it since of Avera, and on top of that, you shouldn't make a bracha either. So it's nishtun from the big mitzvahs, right? But the essential question, mitzvah of Avera, if you take a look in the Ber Halacha La'asosan. Ber Halacha La'asosan is where the Ramah says the tzitzis are kosher, but the chathchili you shouldn't do it. Ayein Mishnah Berurah Shekasav Mishnah Mitzvah B'Aver. If you look at Mishnah Berurah, you say, why shouldn't you chathchila do it? Because it's an Aver, it's a Mitzvah B'Aver. V'after kfarkana oso techila ay deyish v'shinoi, v'ein ha'aver abom in a Mitzvah Gufa. The fact of the matter is, once there's Yush and the Shinui, he doesn't say whether it's a Shinui Hashem or Shinui Maisa, wherever you want to learn. So at that point, there's no Mitzvah Bever anymore. The Bever is gone. It's over with. Mikomokom, kivin the kan by the tviya, but since you have to spin the wool into thread, the hatviya min a mitzvah, and spinning is part of the mitzvah. How do I know that? The habiyinu tviya lishma, because you need lishma when you spin it. So the kinyan is through the mitzvah, and there is still going to be a trace of mitzvah b'avera. Essentially, what he's answering is, it's a mitzvah b'avera, it's not a mitzvah b'avera. When a mitzvah b'avera interferes with the mitzvah is when you're doing the avera and you're doing the mitzvah at the same time. If it's an avera to eat chadash, and it's a mitzvah to eat matzah, so you get into the shalah, how can it be yotze matzah eating matzah of chodesh? Toys is kasha. And you get into the shalah, essay to say, it's a mitzvah. You're doing the same thing, the mitzvah and the vera at the same time. If you steal a luluv, so you can't be, because taking the luluv is the iser, taking the luluv is the mitzvah, the kachdam lechem. So the mitzvah and the avera coincide. Here, the avera is long gone. The luluv was stolen, I did a chet. It's over. So I got to do tshuva one day. The mitzvah has nothing to do with the avera. So the logic should say, ein ha'avera b'adam and mitzvah. The avera is not coming from the mitzvah. It's two separate things. It's not mitzvah b'avera. There's an avera and there's a mitzvah. Two separate things. I want to daven mincha. I run through a stop sign to get to shul. I did an avera. You should not run the stop sign. I'm daven mincha. Is it daven mitzvah b'avera? It's two separate things. You're doing avera and you're doing mitzvah. You shouldn't have run the stop sign. Shouldn't do that. But they're not at the same time. It's not like the mitzvah is the avera. So, if that's the case, it should put the chadchila. You shouldn't have stolen the wool. What's the problem? He says, no. The chadchila can't do it. What's it? So Mishnah Berurah is trying to show, so how's the mitzvah of avera? Like, it's a mitzvah of avera that you shouldn't do it, but not that's ma'akiv, b'di'evet. So he explains this in the spinning, because in the spinning, that was how you were changing it. How did you become owner of the stolen wool? With a shinui. The shinui occurred at the time that I'm spinning. The spinning is part of the mitzvah. It's a chiddush, because usually you think the mitzvah is putting on the dal kafas with the tzitzis. He's saying even the spinning is part of the mitzvah. And that was the chet. The chet was in the spinning, because that's how you took ownership. It belonged to him that you stole it. And what's my raya that spinning is a chet of the mitzvah? I need lishma. So memela, that's how it becomes a mitzvah b'avera. But it's a little bit different than your standard classic mitzvah b'avera scenarios. It's an in-between. It's not mamish when I'm putting on the beged, I'm doing the chet, but it came through. And memela, the halacha, he says, you shouldn't do it. If you're doing it, don't make a bracha on it. So he's such a medactic. He's such a medactic, you know, in the midst, he's not going to make a bracha, but at the same time, he's stealing. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. But that's what's happening over here. So it's like a quasi in between mitzvah b'avera. So again, as far as kinyanim, yeah, there will be kinyanim. There'll be a yish with shinu maisa, yish with shinu shame, and if it's someone else, there'll be yish with a shinu rishus. But without any of those, if you steal the chutim themselves, then you're stuck because now you don't have a kinyan; it's not yours. So even if you don't have mitzvah b'avera, you have the chesaron that's not yours, and that's one of the requirements that should be yours. Se'iv zayin chutim she'ulin. Borrowing sets of strings is clearly a loan. It doesn't go back intact, and therefore it becomes the borrower's. It's his. Sifkad lama gimel chutin sheulin perish. The pshat's like this: When we use the word in Lashna Kodesh of She'ela, it means you're borrowing and you're going to return the same item that you borrowed. Avaloshen halva, as opposed to the language halva, a loan, lehotzanina, the recipient is going to spend it and you're going to replace it with something else. So in English, we use the word borrow for both. But in Lashon HaKodesh, there's She'ela and there's Halva. She'ela is, can I borrow your sefer? And I give you back your sefer. Halva is, can I borrow $10? I'll give you back a different $10, not the same $10. When I come and borrow tzitzit strings, which category is it? Is it the She'ela, like a book, or is it Halva, like money? And the Rechab is telling us it's Halva. Even if you use the word She'ela, it's a Halva. When we talk about tzitzit strings that you borrow, we assume it's a loan. The Karina baby shalom. Therefore, it becomes the property of the borrower, so it can be yes the mitzvah with it. It's like it's his, and therefore he doesn't give it back. He'll give him back different tzitzit strings. But once I take them and put them in my baggage, I'm not going to untie them and return them. But let's say he did. He mamash borrowed them with the intent of untying them and giving them back. They can't make a bracha. It's not his. And could well be that the lender didn't give it to him to keep. He gave it to him to. He thought he was doing something else with it. He didn't think he was making sisters out of it. What if he gave him tzitzis that are already like Arachim Shazun, Apsukim, they're Kafal Shmona, they're twisted, they're clearly tzitzis for the mitzvah, not for anything else. Mutter litloisim b'taliso, l'vorachalai. So then the borrower can put him on his talis and make a bracha. Divavadai nisanam lo matan amnasa haksir. It was certainly a complete gift, amnasa haksir, k'mash kasim yigdal in the talis, and he did it to be yes to the mitzvah. Because essentially, when you give him strings, you don't know what he's going to do with it, even though clearly they have to be done l'shma, it was spun l'shma. But still, even though you smell Ishmael, maybe you do something else with it. But if I give you a package of tzitzis with the strings, shazer, everything is clearly made for the mitzvah tzitzis, and that's clearly what he's going to do with it, then the giver certainly has in mind that you should be yotzei the mitzvah with it. It's like an automatic matana, and you'll give me back. Either give me these strings back, or give me back something else. And that's, again, the stam loshen is, it's not, you're not getting it back. You'll get something else back, either money or replacement. Se'ifches, hamishtachave lebehema. Person bows to an animal, specifically the animal we're talking about as a sheep, for the shame of a desire. He's bowing, he's worshipping the sheep. This is ancient Egypt. He's a worship sheep. Samar posel tzitzis, the wool on that sheep cannot be used for tzitzis. Hamashtach will the pishna, a person bows to the flax, the tua planted. Koshel tzitzis, once you harvest and take the linen, you can use it for tzitzis. Why? Shainishtana. That's no longer the original thing the person bowed down to. It's something totally different. Mishnebus of Kal Namid Hei. Sama v'chulu. Person bows to the sheep. The wool cannot be used for tzitzis. After Dover Hanevad, Enu Aser Elo the carbon. You know, the rule of thumb is that if someone bows to a sheep, that sheep cannot be used for a carbon. Avlehed Yitzhari, but a regular person can eat it. There's no issa, you can shecht it and eat it. That lamb chop is kosher. It just means it can't be used for a carbon. Also the mitzvah tzitzis, but for tzitzis you can't use that wool. Since this is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a mitzvah, it's disgusting for a mitzvah. And it hasn't changed. Because you can still look at it and notice it and identify it as wool. As opposed to one who bows to the planted flax, the havikais, at that point it's like a tree. And once you make it into flax, or linen, I should say, it's totally different. And therefore, it's not noticeable that it originally was the pishtun that was bowed to. So the halacha is, even though for a hedya, there's no issa on the wool. If I wanted to make a scarf out of the wool of the sheep that was worshipped, there's no issa. Nothing wrong with that. It's fine. But I can't use it to make tzitzis, which is a mitzvah. Now, the notes point out, this issur is only on the tzitzis strings. If I took the wool of the worshipped sheep and made a talis with it, that's okay. There's no problem with the beged. The problem is with the strings that they use. He says there could be a distinction, though, if you have a talis that's set aside for davening. There used to be the talus was a garment they wore, all day as part of the clothes. So that, we don't care what wool you use, even if it was from a nevad. But if you're going to make a talus miyuchet for tefillah, so he says that you shouldn't use from something which is most bavera, because it's designated for tefillah. Sif katan lamed vav, pasul. The tzitzis made from the wool of the worshipped lamb is pasul. I'm a smintafkuf pevav magnavam sifkan vav, the masik the lefidas machabisham. The magnavam says that according to the Shulchan Aruch, hai pasul enu rak lechatchila. This is a lechatchila de kalocha, mishum the mosque, it's not nice. Abba dievid yotze, but dievid you would be yotze. Vachin kasim agob besimizeli, dievid machlekes shnuya, the Vilna Gaon also says in this sim that if it's bedievid, it's machlekes. The child is pasul even bedievid or only lechatchila. Sifkar lam zayin tzitzis, you can't use this wool for tzitzis. Kasev olis tamid, the Sefer olis tamid writes, titzemer shahayola beis hashtacha v'yena eseres. The wool on the animal at the time that it was worshipped is for sure asa. V'kol shkin mashagol achach, and certainly anything which grows afterwards is asa. However, b'sefer b'nei chiyah, kasev lehepech, the Sefer b'nei chiyah says the opposite. The mashagol achash enevad mutter, only the wool that was on the animal when it was worshipped is asa. Any wool that grows later is permitted. Or behetiv kasev the gamat tas. So for Cain, behetiv says the tas also holds that way. The kamam sif tafish and tes of kan hay and tafish and tes vayin shambli rabba primigodim. So no argument. The wool on the animal is the problem at the time it was worshipped. What grows later is a machlekes. And there's tzedotim. You know, he brings the lenient opinion second. Sifkad lamaches. If a person bows to pishtun that's planted, you can then take the flax from it and make linen and make threads. Aval a pishtun shu ne'akar, but let's say already it was pulled from the ground and then he bows, oz nesa fila hedi, then that linen is forbidden even for regular use. Kedin avodah zara v'tik rufta. That's the halacha of avodah zara and that which you serve it with. There's no shina that makes it mutter. Whatever you make from it is like it. So that's even more strict. So if the pishtun is still attached to the ground and it's worshipped, then what's taken from it and produced into threads will be permitted. But if it was cut from the ground, at that point there's din of takruvas of avodah zarah, which is more strict than an animal, which is nevad, and that would be a problem. The Be'er Locha points out that the person who's bowing to the pishtun, this is only if you own the pishtun that was tolish. In other words, he says if the pishtun was cut from the ground, then it's also even for personal use. That's only if he owned the pishtun. But if someone bows to someone else's pishtun, in adam yacha osa davash initial, you can't ask for someone else's stuff. You can't create an issue on someone else's product. And even he says for Gavoya, there are many, most posts hold its mutter. There wouldn't be an Isser, because I have no right to Asser. Someone goes and bows to my animal. You can't make an animal Asser, and therefore the animal would be mutter. It's only if it's his own animal that he bows to. That would be a problem.